Blog Talk Radio.
Earth Angel Radio is the authentic radio for living an authentic life, sharing with you the heart of a richer and fuller life with divine guidance.
Earth Angel Radio is here to share with you the wisdom of the ages from all dimensions, bringing you a greater understanding to a more conscious way of living and to expand your mind beyond this world.
Please join the host of Earth Angel Radio, Carol Guy.
Welcome to Earth Angel Radio.
Hello and welcome to Earth Angels Radio and Network and Enlightened Masters Radio, and I am Carol Guy. And I just want to thank you for joining me today on this Friday, October 30th. 2015, this year is just like flying by. This month especially, I don't know if anybody else has recognized it, but the whole month has just, there's no time. It just went, just kind of like, whoa, here we are. And we only have really actually two more months of this year left. And it's right now, I don't know if anyone else is experiencing this, but it's just beautiful, beautiful energy that's out there. But there is other energies that keep trying to push through and come in again. And we'll talk a little bit about that today as we go along and see how this show unfolds. So before we get started, let's just stop and take a deep breath. Take an inhale in through your nose and exhale through your nose. And as you exhale through your nose, you can make that sound of awe as well. Inhale again, and exhale. One more time, inhale, and exhale. You know, I talk about this the last, since I've been back on the radio, about the breath, and I mean, just taking that simple little step just changes your whole vibrational energy. It brings you into a different space. And, you know, we think that it's not that easy, but we can change everything about ourselves by just stopping and breathing. You know, I spoke about this. I've only been back on the radio, 2 months? This is my second month back. And I apologize for everybody for last Friday, because it was my birthday, and I literally got up that morning, and the radio did not even enter into my consciousness until about 15 minutes after showtime, and I was like, oh, I need to delete this show because I am not in that space of doing the radio. So I apologize for that if anybody was waiting, but I was in the birthday mode, and it was a fantastic day. But what I was going to say is about the breath, you know, and I know I keep repeating this, but it's something that is so simple, that is free, that is, you can do absolutely anywhere, that can change your whole journey. And I know that a lot of people are going through a lot of crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. It could be their life or what's attached to them. And let me say that again, what is attached to them, because it could be somebody else's stuff that's attached itself to you, and you've allowed it to attach it to you, and maybe you might be afraid to unattach it, afraid that you might leave this person behind, or this person will leave your life, or this person can't make it without you. And that's not true. Not all of it. Sometimes it is, but not all it, always. And it's about having faith and trusting that person's going to be okay, and you're going to be okay. But it's the attachment, and your breath can change everything. It can clear your mind. It releases the tension in your body, where your body can relax. You know, I've used this metaphor, I don't know how many years, ever since I've been doing radio, that my guides have given me, about making a fist with take your left hand and making a tightest fist you can possibly make. Tight, tight, tight. And then taking a finger on your right hand, your index finger, and trying to push the top, that finger through the top of that fist without letting up any kind of tension on that fist. And see if you can do that. And you can't. And that's what happens when you are stressing. And when you are, you're worried and you're stressing and you're in that whirlwind of cycle, that hurricane, that earthquake, whatever's shaking your world, and you're holding on so tightly that the answers, what you're needing cannot come in. And if you just take those breaths, you can unfold that fist, and it's your whole body just relax, and then you can get the answers that you really need. And let me tell you, if my guides have told me this from the very beginning, and as I was going through these different gateways of enlightenment, I guess you want to call it, because that's what the radio show is about, is enlightenment. You know, I never went out seeking for it. I've heard several people lately say, I'm seeking enlightenment. I've heard this for many, many years. People that had been on the path for 20 or so years before I even got on it, they had already been, that's what they were seeking. They were seeking enlightenment. I never, ever, ever got on the path to seek enlightenment. I literally tell God that you pushed me, you made me do this because I didn't want it, but it was my journey. It was my journey, and on a soul level, I did agree upon this. But at the time, you know, I was a rebel. I was fighting it, but I never went out seeking for it. But this is what the show's called, is Enlightened Masters, and you know, when you go seeking something, you're chasing it. So relax. But this is the very first thing that they taught me on this path. And there was times I didn't listen. And when I was going through those hurricanes and those tornadoes and those earthquakes and fires and all of these different things that was happening, and I felt like I was drowning, I got visions of hanging from a cliff by my fingernails, and you know, I could see my angels standing up on top of the cliff going, let go, and stomping on my fingers because I was holding on so tightly to everything. And they kept telling me this. And I'm sharing this with you because of, you know, the only way that I can explain it to you is to share my story. Now, you're going to have your story. We all have a story. And that's the thing. It's a story. But sometimes when we listen to those stories, you know, teachers, Jesus, and I'm not any comparison here, so I don't want to defend anybody, offend anybody, but I'm not defending anybody either. But that's how they teach. You know, our ancestors, you know, would sit around the fire, or sit around in huts, or sit around in cabins, or wherever they were at. On the ships or wherever, you know, and they would share stories because that's what they had, was stories. Stories they heard, stories that they experienced, and most of the stories was their experience. And that's how we can learn so much. Either children love stories. You can't, a one-year-old or a two-year-old, a three-year-old, you can't go and tell them, here, all people do it nowadays, here, study this, study this, study this, study this, go after this, go after this. That's crazy. How do children learn? Stories. How do they? Because that's what they're going to remember. They're going to remember their stories when you pick up storybooks and read to them. And so that's why I share some of my story. It's because when I was going on this path, you know, it was crazy, crazy, crazy. I was holding on to all these different things, and they kept saying, let go, let go, let go. And it's fear of dying, fear of leaving someone behind, fear of being alone, all these different fears that have been buried in us. And every time I would finally just let go, and I would just breathe, my body would relax. Breathe, because there was times that I'm like, why is the answers coming to me at the very end? Well, it's because why? Because I was holding on so tightly, and I wasn't breathing. That's the problem, that we're not breathing. We might be gasping for air, and we're running around with our heads cut off. I love it. Whenever I know that I'm doing something, I pay attention to my little puppy, my little dog, and you may hear him bark sometimes on the show. Because this is also a must-love dog show. But tails, where he starts chasing his tail around, which he doesn't do it very often. But it's a symbolic symbol for me that I'm running in circles and I'm chasing my tail. So I pay attention to everything. And so then I have to stop and I breathe. And when I stop and breathe, I can see clearly. I can see clearly, my body's relaxed. And I'm sharing these things with you because only you can make your decisions. Only you can decide. And you can say, oh, she's crazy, you know. You don't have no idea about me not being able to pay my bills, or I'm going to be homeless, or I'm going to be... I've already been through every single one of those things. And unfortunately, I do have the experience of saying, it's going to be okay, because it is. You know, it's going to be okay because I've already experienced those things. It's not an experience that I want to do all over again, believe me. And it's just when you can learn to breathe when you go through these things with a lot lighter, lot feeling much more joy. People will say to me, oh, I'm just allowing whatever happens to happen. Oh, whatever the universe wants to bring me. Oh, it's like, come on, people, really? You're going to walk around with your, and inside, because it's not about what they say. It's about what they're feeling inside, what you're feeling inside. What is it? And that's what you've got to breathe through. And when you can relax that, things change, things happen. And your breath, the number one tool, build your kingdom that's inside of you, is your breath. That's the number one, because then you can feel your heart. Then you can let God in. Then you can let Jesus in. You can let your, you don't need lessons. You know, this is the thing too, is I finally learned that. I finally got it. We don't need these lessons. That's bogus. It's bogus. People like say, oh, well, how else are you going to grow if you don't grow through, you know, pain and struggling and suffering? That is old programming. Did I go through it and did I do all that stuff? Boom, boom. Yes, I did. And I was a fast learner because I set that intention that I was going to be a fast learner, because people that had been on this path for a long, long time, they were saying to me, why are they putting so much information in? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm getting it. I'm going to be a fast learner. And I did. I got it. Boom, 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 boom. And I was running. And exhausted, yes. I was getting those lessons and boom, next, boom, next, boom, next, boom, next, boom, boom, boom. And guess what? When I finally got to where now, where I'm at, I look back and go, I didn't need all of that. I really didn't need all of that. You don't have to do all of that to get here. You really don't. And another thing is, as I was going and I was learning and I was experiencing all these different, what people would call enlightenment situations, I guess, I was just there. I didn't have to seek it. It just was there. It was just there. But then I crossed back over into our physical world to, and I didn't do a near-death experience, I guess. There was no accident. There was no nothing terminal for me to, and I didn't die or anything like that. I was just there. I woke up one morning, rolled over, and I was there. It was there. It was happening. And then I came back into the physical world. And I stayed in that space for over a year or two, for many years, actually. And I was going back and forth. For 1 year, I stayed completely in it. And then for many years, I kept going back and forth, and I'd go back into and learn more lessons and go back and clear more stuff. And oh my gosh, it was exhausting. And we didn't have to do that. You don't have to do that. And if you could see it, if you could just breathe and step back out of wherever you are right now in your life, whatever's happening, if you could just literally pull yourself out of the forest and look and see it as, wow, that's just an illusion. That's not real. Then you can move on and things will open up for you. Because you know, when we're going through those things, if you pay attention to your body and you pay attention to, well, your body and the energy, that's the word I was looking for, it's energy, the energy, and you learn about your body, really get to be best friends with your body so you can feel, you know, and you can feel the different energies that's happening. You'll notice that when you're going through these things, your energy field collapses. It tenses up. It closes in, and you feel the energy. If you can feel the energy, it's collapsing. And if you could take and just take a moment and breathe, and as you're breathing, focus on expanding your energy and not allowing it to collapse, and keep expanding it out and expanding it bigger and expanding it even bigger, you'll notice that you can get through these things, whatever it is that your gateway, whatever obstacle that you've created that's on your path or that's been thrown at you. You will see that you can get through these things a lot easier and a lot quicker. And if you can start visualizing yourself going around these obstacles, you know, and some people's like, well, I don't get the visions. How do you get the visions? Okay, set the intention and ask your third eye to wake up. Ask, you know, what I used to do too, is I would just gently, get that word, gently, tap in the morning, right there on my third eye, tap it a couple of times and just say, wake up. And so it can, you know, sleepily wake up. but you have to be prepared. If you're not ready to see, because there's a lot of people like, I don't want to see this, I don't want to do this, well, then you don't have to. But if you do, but then on another sense they do, the thing is, too, is start preparing yourself. Gently do it. Don't just, like, boom, you're there. Because I'll tell you, it is mind-blowing, and it takes a very strong mind to actually just all of a sudden you're there. And then you don't know what's going on. You have no clue what's happening to you. But if you gently do it one step at a time on your path, it's going to be so much more gentle for you and so much more fun and so much more easier, and you don't have to do all the struggles. But if you can stay connected to your breath, because your breath is your connection to God, to Source, it to your higher self, whatever words you choose to use, that your breath is it. It's it. That's it. Because without that breath, what? You're not here. You're not here. Your breath is your connection. And when you can stay connected to your breath, you're like, well, I'm breathing all the time. No, most people are not breathing. They may be taking in air and moving and stuff, but they're empty shells. There's a lot of empty shells out there, because sometimes these spirits don't even want to be in their body. They're so afraid and so scared of what's going on. They have not grounded themselves into their body. And that's another thing is you want to do is to stay. And your breath is what's going to help ground you into your body. And it's going to help you to skip along, to run, to play on your path. And so that's the most important thing is your breath. But, you know, if you can take these things, like I said, for my story, I went through all of these different obstacles. I went through so many different obstacles because one of the things that I had in my energy field was that I wanted to, how could I possibly help people if I haven't experienced what they're going through? Well, guess what? I don't need any of you guys' experiences anymore. I've had enough of your experiences. I'm done. I'm done with those kind of experiences because my thing was is I wanted to help people. And when I first started this path, I didn't really have a so-called guru per se, as a lot of people. I didn't go to India. I didn't go up into the mountains of Himalayas. I didn't do any of that. It happened to me in my own backyard in Colorado. Okay, right there in my home. nobody else around, you know, and all these angels and ascended masters are showing up, and I'm seeing them, and I'm going, okay, not wanting to do this. But I did have a lady. Her daughter is a very well-known author in the psychic world, Sonia Chiquette. She's with Hay House. And I did a reading with her, back in 2002, 2003, somewhere around there. And the first thing that she said to me, because I didn't understand what was happening to me at that time, you know, and I really just needed someone to talk to tell me, hey, I wanted to hear a human voice. And the only thing, and then right before the reading, I was like, what is she going to tell me that I don't already know? And sure enough, as we're going along, she's telling me everything I already know. Okay, but then she said one thing. She goes, you need to work with my mother. And her mother lived right there in Colorado, not far from me. And so she gave me the connection to be with her mother. And what I was working with her mother on was the Course of Miracles. And we did that. I did that for a short time. And then more and more stuff was going on and happening to me. I was just really, really opening up so fast. And that started coming to an end. And one of the things she said to me is, don't tell anyone. And my first thought was, what? Really? Don't tell anyone? You know, people need to know what's going on. People want to know. I thought people wanted to know. Then I went on a journey of doing the radio, sharing, helping people. I wanted to help people. I wanted them to understand. And I got to the point, I finally realized she was right. They really, it wasn't that don't tell them. It was more of they really didn't want to know. People really just do not want to know. They would prefer, unless it starts happening to them, they really do not want to know. So all these people that you're wanting to help, you're wanting to come along, you've got to realize that this is not their journey. If they don't want to know, they don't want to know. It's only your journey. And so you have to look for and see if you can find people. And there's not many of us still. 7 billion people on the planet, there's only a handful that still is on this path, which, you know, what's one thing about it? If you don't like crowds, it's great. And your life changes. So I had finally gotten to a point. In fact, I stopped doing radio 2 years ago because I stopped sharing. That you get to this point where, you know what, I get it. People really don't want to know. I really don't, I'm not here to really help people anymore. Because that was my thing, is I wanted to help people. I really wanted to help people. And that's what we're taught. We're programmed, help people, help people, help people, help people. I mean, it's almost kind of like a disease. Instead of just letting people be. And that's where I finally got to, is just let people be. If they want to know, and if they want, if I am to help them, then I'm guided to and I'm there. But most of the time, people really just don't want to know, and they don't want your help. And I have found that the more lost that people seem to be, and I want to say seem to be because their spirit always knows where they're at. And they're the ones that really don't really, really want your help anyways. They honestly and truly do not want your help. So the thing is when you are on this path and as you keep going, yes, there's not as many people, but you get to the point where you feel you're okay. And you just feel so much joy and love, and that's the truth. It is the truth. Because for a while there, when I was, a couple of years ago, I was lonely, and I wanted to find somebody, and I was told, okay, you can bring someone with you. And so I was like, okay, and I was like, okay, you're giving me a ticket. I literally heard I was getting a ticket to bring someone, and then they gave me 2 tickets that I was allowed to bring 2 people. Along with me on my path. And what that meant was is that I had done the work. And so they were my guests, okay? And they didn't have to go through all of that stuff if they choose. But the thing was, they couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle it because, you know what? They still got to do the work. Bottom line, people. Other people got to do the work. And so we get to the point. So I had to let them go, okay? Let them go. Fine. And But I got to the point where it's like, you know what? I am so okay. Am I happy? I'm very happy. I'm very happy. I feel, get up in the morning, I don't have all the drama anymore. I don't have all the that energy tension that's hitting upon your body that makes your body just wants to close down and collapse. No, I'm expanding each day and each moment. I keep expanding. And now somebody might call or somebody might stop me and I can feel their energy pushing up against me and my body wanting to close. And then it's like, nope, expanding. And so that brings me to just keep expanding. And I keep breathing and I connect with my breath. And when you connect with your breath, all of life shows up. And I don't always mean human. I'm talking about, you know, nature and the animals. And so a few years ago, back in 2008, I was in St. Louis and I was helping my mother. She wasn't doing very well. And I was staying there with her. And I went to the park, and it was wintertime. It was dreary. If anybody's been in that park, Midwest, it's dreary. It's cold. And I was walking my little dog in the park, and I'm like, wow, I just felt so alone. I was like, I'm the only one awake. I said, there's no one else awake. And I said this to my guides and to the universe, and I heard, you're wrong. The whole world's awake. It's only the human race that is not. And that was the truth. That was the truth. Because I could see the trees and the flowers and the animals and the birds and everything. The whole universe was breathing beauty and love and vibrating at this most magnificent, there's no words. It's just the sound of It was the human race that hasn't woken up yet. Many since then, that was 2008. I mean, I can see so much more that there's leaps and bounds of people that are just really like, wow, okay. And they're on their journey and they're coming. And nobody's on a better path. Nobody's on anything. But some of those paths, let me tell you, I totally do not want them. And I'm grateful that I have gotten to where I am now. Now, where I'm at right now, I'm happy. You know, do I need to go further? I don't know what my soul has planned yet. But I know that this is where I'm at and connecting with my breath every single day, every moment, every time I feel something that doesn't feel that it is old. Let me put it this way. Now, when you pay attention to your body and the energies, you can start feeling when the energy, it's an old energy. That's what I'm going to say. You know, something very interesting happened just a couple of days ago. I have a lot of oracle cards. You know, I love Doreen Virtue's work. I love, you know, a lot of these different animal cards and different authors' cards. I have almost all of Doreen Virtue's cards. Maybe the last few years I haven't picked up any. But I have an old deck of her one of her very first angel decks. And I haven't touched it in a long, long time. And I was doing some yoga the other night, and I saw them. And so I went over, and I picked them up, and I started shuffling them. And I pulled a couple cards, and it didn't feel right. And the energy of them did not feel right for me anymore. So I had to put them away. And I picked up another deck of angel cards. And the same thing. It was like, this is old energy. These angel cards had nothing but old energy on them. And so I put them away because it's not the energy of the new energy that I'm in now. And it's like, huh, it was very interesting to me. Very, very interesting. That what felt like an old energy. And as you can learn to pay attention to energy, you can feel that. I think that same night I went to bed, and through the night I woke up, and I could feel this old energy pushing at me again. And I was like, that's old energy. That's not my energy. That's not this is it, and that's what it is. It's old energy. So where you're at now, like, let's just use the angel cards, because that's a beautiful energy. Because when I was doing the angel cards and stuff, that was great energy. It felt wonderful. But that's where I was at then. Okay, now I'm in a different space. And now I look back and go, wow, that's old energy. That's not the new energy. There's even more greater and better energy that's going to be waiting for you wherever you are on your path. You may already be in that new energy. And how you know is because you'll feel some of the old energies and you start recognizing, wow, that's old energy. Okay, that's no longer any good anymore. That's, let's clear that out. And you're in this new energy, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And so that's how you're going to recognize if you start learning to pay attention to energies. Energy is one of the most magnificent things for you to learn on your path. You know, and if you want to know, ask. That's all you got to do is ask, but then you got to learn to pay attention. You have to learn to pay attention, and you will be put in different situations, because how else are you going to know what something feels like? And that's what it's all about, is what it feels like. What it feels like. Okay? And when, if you don't know what it feels like, you can read about it, you can hear about it, you can listen to me speak about it, you can listen to other teachers hear talk about it, you could say you know about it, you can study it, but you don't know it until you feel it, until you experience it. That's what it is. You won't know it until you actually feel it and experience it. So when you can learn to be in different energies, you'll know which one feels, and go, whoa, that's not my energy. And you'll know it. Look, just like the angel cards, they're here in my house. It lives with me. But I have not picked them up, and I realize that's old energy. That's where I was, I don't know, a couple years ago. Because I really have not picked them up very much in the last couple of years. I used to pick them up every single day, probably multiple times during the day. But it's old energy. So if you can learn about energy on your path, and how you do it is by asking, and you will be put in different situations. Huh? Oh, I know what this is what that feels like. Ooh, don't like it. Or, oh, yeah, give me more of this one. I like this energy. And so when you can recognize this, someone called me this morning. I was on the phone, and we hadn't spoken a little while. And after I got off the phone, I was like, "Ooh, the energy of that." The conversation was fine. There was no tension or anything like that. But I could feel the energy of it, of the other person. And it just was like, wow, okay, I can see that's old energy there. That person, where that person is in another energy field where I'm in a different one. Doesn't make me better or make them worse or whatever. It just means that that's where they're at on their path, and that's where, and here is where I am. And now I can look at that, and I can say, wow, I can see the energy difference. And do I really want to step back into that energy field? And the answer actually was no. Because after a while, you're just like, whoa, no, I want to continue to stay in my energy and to keep moving forward into, well, I'm only going to say I don't know because I haven't gotten there yet. But what I'm hearing, the word that I am hearing right at this very moment, is miraculous. Energy that is so miraculous that, wow, we get to look something to look forward to, right? That keeps you going, wow, I'm not going to step back into the old energy. I'm going to go where it's saying miraculous. Wow, let's go. Let's go try that one. Let's go see what that one's about. So, you know, when you can take some time, because a lot of people still, you know, meditation has gotten to be lot more greater, and in this world, there's a lot of different. What's the word I'm looking for here? I'm trying to filter. I hear it, but I got to filter it into an English word here. Things have been altered. That's the word. Our meditations, our yoga practices here in the United States, there's so much more alterations, and it's become, to me sometimes, I look at it going, are they really real? Are they, you know, they're it's become competitive, even yoga and meditation. It's like, really? But if you really, really are grounded and you really, really know it, you just do it. You don't share it. You know, I remember when I was on this path, too, I just wanted to share. That's why I was on the radio before, is just sharing. And I guess the reason why I went back on the radio this time was because I miss this part of me, being able to talk to people about this, to share my stories. And if, you know, if it helps, great. If it doesn't, great, too. But I get to be able to use my voice. And you don't always get to use your voice on the outside world, with people around you, because it's not where they're at. And that's okay. You get to the point where you're going, that's okay. I love where I'm at right now. You really do get to that point. And more things continue to open up for you. So, and it all starts with one little simple thing, your breath. Taking the time to just relax and breathe. You can do it at a stoplight. You can do it even in a meeting. You can be in a meeting with some people, and you can still be listening and still be present, but you can focus on your breath as you're doing it. It's very simple, and that's what will keep you going each day. That's what will keep you focused, clear, and more in joy, more in peace, more in harmony with your higher and true self. It's your breath. And God can get in and give you the answers that you seek and need, that's on your path. And you will see God, you will see God taking your hand and leading you to the next step. And that's what it is. It's about the next step. You may be walking, you may be running, you may be skipping. You know, because what the breath does too, it helps you to open up that childlike heart again. So just keep breathing and focusing there. So I guess that's it for me today. And I apologize that it's so short, but it doesn't need to be long. It just needs to be. And hopefully sharing a little bit of some of my stories, it will help you to relate, maybe, and it may not. And you get to be the author of, to write whatever it is that you truly desire. So let's just take one deep breath together as we close this show, and I will see you next Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. May the life force energy just continue to flow through you and bless you as you continue taking those one steps. Let's take that one breath and exhale. Bye-bye, and enjoy the weekend.